This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you want to get a sense of how American consumers are feeling, Walmart's not a bad barometer. The world's biggest retailer announces fourth quarter profits tomorrow, and they are expected to be pretty good, holiday sales and all that. Next quarter, though, quite possibly less impressive. Bloomberg News got its hands on an internal Walmart memo last week that said sales the first 2 weeks of this month were miserable. The company blames that 2% Social Security payroll tax increase that went into effect at New Year's. True? Marketplace's Jim Burris took a look.
Walmart sales could be a bit lower this month because Kay Jake's shopping cart is a bit emptier. That's because her paycheck is a bit smaller. A
couple of dollars here and there, you know, it does add up.
For the average consumer, about $15 a week or so is eaten up by the return of the full Social Security payroll tax. For Jake's, who shops at this Atlanta Walmart a few times a week, that's real money.
What you're buying, it may be less than perhaps what you come in for. So there is some type of effect.
I don't know. It's still early to make the call, but it does seem to be having some impact.
Analyst Patrick McKeever follows Walmart for MKM Partners. He says the payroll tax increase is just one of several factors that play into retail spending.
But for lower income consumers, you know, it's more of a negative than for middle and upper income consumers.
And guess where a lot of lower income consumers shop? Still, part of Walmart's poor start could actually be because the economy is getting better. Charlie O'Shea is a senior analyst at Moody's. He says we could be seeing a reversal of what's known as the trade down effect.
Someone shopped at store A, and now that they're making less money, they shop at store B. And we saw a lot of that during the recession when Walmart picked up a lot of sales.
O'Shea believes a good number of consumers who traded down in recent years are now returning to store A. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.